What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I say it's Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic. And we're coming at you live from 16 undisclosed locations. 16 minus the number of heads and voices you will hear on this show here. The first voice you hear is the Spike on the Mic. I'm not here alone because we have other voices. Not the Reason voice, but the other voices. And so let me introduce what we like to call the Resistance Fighters. The guy putting the sounds through your eardrums, going to left eardrum, coming out the right, or right to left. We like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a guy who's so relieved that he doesn't have to be nice to you now, because we've got Steve back, and he does that.
Speaking of him, he is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, we had to fight through the pain, and you know, it wasn't comfortable. It's kind of like sand in your toolbox. But we'll have the reason we're here. He's back. He is the one, the only voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Mike, I'm sticking like a guy who's sure happy it's today.
Okay. There you go. I like that. And a man who's traveling the world all over. He's getting sand all in his toolbox. But he took a moment to come and grace us with his presence. He is the one, Mr. Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's so committed to this show, he'll walk off a beach for it.
Wow. That is committed.
Yes. Send my check.
Six to eight minutes of your time. Okay, so the beach that you're on, does it have internet? I guess you own it now, right?
I thought about doing it from the beach chair, but then I didn't want to take the risk because you know what? I'm committed to this show.
Ding. I think there's an unspoken unlike Kim there, but yeah.
I didn't say that, Kim. I did not say that. That's not what I was insinuating.
Unlike Kim, he's committed to this show.
That's okay. That is not what I was trying to say.
That's what I heard.
That's what Billy heard.
That's what your father's trying to say.
I am not getting involved.
You haven't been introduced yet.
So this is a family fight. This has nothing to do with Hanging Chad.
So speaking of family,
let's go ahead and
add some beauty to the show here. This is our Crack Pack Research Analyst. This is the beautiful, the lovely Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like someone that just got her fourth COVID shot.
Wow. I haven't even done that yet.
I don't know anyone who has.
Yeah, I have. I've got mine.
You have a dream?
Have you got your fourth?
Yeah, I got my fourth.
Wow.
I'm going to have to get a fifth now.
Doesn't it, Billy?
Feels good.
So far, I don't really have a reaction other than I feel like maybe the aches and pains in my arms might be a little extra because of it. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just making things up.
Yeah, but now you're invincible.
Not quite yet.
I can see her. She's not invisible.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Yeah, there she's right there.
Right.
I don't. This wasn't part of show prep, but they still giving out COVID shots?
Ooh. Yeah, I thought, like, who does COVID anymore?
Yeah.
There was an announcement that the people over 50 years old, I just said that out loud, were allowed to get a second booster.
Right.
Is it the same juice as the other booster?
Yes.
Or it's just more boost, okay.
It's
not like going to the gas station and getting more gas.
It's a half boost. You know.
No, not for me.
No.
The Pfizer booster is a full dose.
Yeah, I like to mix and match. So I got the Moderna half booster last time, and the
is this gas man? Full booster this
time. Yeah. I'm glad we're not done with how you're sticking yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. So let's go ahead and finish this up, because
Gaspin needs to move all his clocks up like 15 minutes.
Out of the dawn of Abyss, because the man don't get no sleep. He is the one. He is the only Gaspin. Gaspin, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a bright-eyed bushtail squirrel on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
There we go.
No,
you know why?
You don't want to be saying any kind of time of day, because it's time of night. You know, this is May 2nd. This is May 2nd. It's now 7:06.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either way.
Well, since I just got off of work, you know, like 2 hours ago, it doesn't matter. It's still morning to me.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yes, man. He is what that word is, hanging chat? Committed?
Committed.
Yeah,
committed. Yeah, that's true. I thought I was committed. Gasman does this show every week with no sleep.
I know. You would like, think that someone think named Kim could be here.
Jeez.
Oh, no, that's not where I was going with this. I was just saying that you saying that Gasman can do the show with no sleep, which means it doesn't take a lot of mind power.
Well, that's
no,
true.
It does not.
Yeah, this show has never taken mind power.
Yeah, you don't have to take too much studying on that.
Yeah.
But
no.
I got everybody else to do the thinking. I'll just chime in.
This is the only road trip where we get to pick up hitchhikers, because we are a caller-driven show. And ladies and gentlemen, we love you to give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. We'll pick you up. You call, you drive. Speaking of which, we need to get back on our...
We just need to change that number to, like, the Brody Man line. Brody Man.
Really. Just go to him, really. Well, hell, back in the day, we used to not want callers, because they would always be
toilet flushing. Yeah.
But listen, we are not better than anybody else. We take it from anybody. We'll take it from anybody.
Okay.
Okay, Spike.
I was so afraid of where that was going.
Somebody grab that sound.
Yep. Seriously.
Just say you're willing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a sophomore all over again.
Oh, man, yeah.
Sophomore? Wait a minute. What happened in your sophomore? Do you want to get on the couch and tell us that?
You know, you're in your adolescence. Oh, you're just trying to, you know, get your groove on. You'll just take anything.
Yeah, you're liable to flush anything.
God, I don't know what you guys are talking about, because being a caller-driven show, we like to talk about...
sponsors.
Three things.
The past, the present, and the future. Hey!
Right. Yes. Okay. See, just follow along there, hanging. I'm that voice of reason. Nice, nice idea. We understand. All right. So while the voice of reason was a little premature on that one,
yeah,
we'll do this. We'll go ahead and talk to the who's boy.
I had this. My sponsors all over the place.
We'll go with this. Let's holler at the sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
KQR, yeah, aye.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
KQOR.
We need to go ahead and get Harry in sales and check up on our sponsors, see how that's going. But we need to do something else about that. But, you know, we'll keep pressing on. Well, the next part of business, ladies and gentlemen, is what we like to call Couch Up News. full disclosure, I have another great cow chip, but this week's cow chip was already written, so I can't use that one.
Oh, yeah, don't use the good one. We never use the good things on our
That would be out of character.
Exactly.
It ain't like I could just go down to the next column and read the next cow chip. I got to read the one that I already written.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though it's awful, it's really not funny. It's not good. But
it's perfect for the show.
No, but you're right, Spike. Save the good cow chip for your real friends.
Yeah, like your radio job.
88. I mean, et tu, Brutus. All right. Well, this is a cow chip it does make me go. I didn't know that, and I want to.
This might be the best one.
I want to ask the resistance fighters, do you think that this can be possible? And I know I'm thinking the answer is going to be yes. Back in 1980, you guys ever heard of A&W?
Yes.
Root beer.
Oh, man. But well, they also had hamburgers.
They had a side store or something like that, right?
Yes.
Fast food joint.
Brick and mortar. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, A&W, they tried to compete with McDonald's quarter pounders by selling the one-third pounder at a lower cost.
Right.
I got to do math to figure out which one's bigger.
Exactly.
The problem is the product failed mostly because most of the customers thought that a quarter pounder was bigger.
Yeah.
Because the four is bigger than the three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
America.
Who's on there?
America.
Yeah. I told you we're not that healthy.
We're lying. Gas man's a lot. America.
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 One of the original A&W's.
The sad part about that is this is not about a hamburger. It's about our education system.
No, it's about, I guess that's true.
One of the original A&W stands was near where I lived when I first married that woman. And they had the best cheeseburger that I have ever had in my life.
No joke, really?
Yes. Oh, God, it was perfect.
So this cow chip hits home with you, huh?
It does. It does.
Well, that's the kind of show we are. We like to educate, entertain.
And hit home.
We like to hit you at the home.
Hey,
can we have our crackpot researcher? Like, I want to know what A&W stands for. What's the A and the W stand for?
Ooh. I'll find out.
I've never thought.
You know what? I don't even know. Yeah.
Alan Whitworth.
No.
Let's see if Voice is right.
No.
Well, this.
But why is there an "and" then?
And the guy
Alan
who
and Whitworth.
And it's an "and" in Alan.
Oh.
The guy who ran the A&W that I'm talking about, he actually invented a dishwasher that is used in all kinds of restaurants now. Yeah.
Hobart?
It washes your dishes in root beer?
Dishwashing people?
No.
All right. A&W has been found out through our crackpot research analyst. What said you?
So one of the founders is Alan Wright, but another one of the founders is Roy Allen. It's Roy Allen, A, and Alan and Frank Wright, W.
Okay.
All right. Nice. All right.
Okay, they messed up. I was close.
I was within one name.
So it means Alan and Wright.
Correct.
Alan and Wright. Okay, cool. Well, that's a little expounding of the cow chip. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you are even one little bit smart.
They still exist.
Yes, they do. They do.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course they do.
But they're in A&W? Yeah, you can buy it. So
No. The restaurants still exist.
Oh.
I got to figure out where, because now I want a burger.
It's sort of a Midwestern thing, but I don't know if they still have the burger.
I South seen one in Tennessee, but I'm not sure. Richmond, Virginia, somewhere like that, but I'm not sure. Back when I used to drive all over the place.
But aren't they like the main competitors were Dairy Queen? That was a real competitor.
Because they had the root beer float.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's keep it moving, because now it's time to, and I tried this earlier in the show. Earlier shows, and I think you guys were unable to help me this. What? We're looking for three E's: to educate, to entertain, and what was the third E? Inform?
No. That's inform wouldn't have an E.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Inform.
All right. Cool. That's what we're doing, the three E's, or the E-E-I. All right, how about that?
There's an A and W in Tampa.
Oh.
1707 East Fowler Avenue.
A potential new sponsor.
I'll be right
there. About a college by USF.
You think they have?
That's what it sounds like. And their food looks vaguely similar to what's that other diner place? That sort of fast food sort of diner.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Although the Steak and Shake by me closed. Did they all close?
Yeah. Here it goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Which I feel like out of all the little diner places, Steak and Shake was pretty good.
Yeah, they were
okay.
I'm surprised
they went over here by me. There's still one over here by McBill where I live.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Too salty.
They had the reputation back in them streets as their meat was horse meat.
But I'm sure.
That's what they said in them streets. And, you know, everything.
They had the most well-done burger.
Mm. They did. It was crispy on the outside.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I don't even need show prep.
Wait, has there even been a cow chip yet?
No, a change in
time. Yes, it was the.
And that it was the cow chip.
There's a lot of them.
But there was two cow chips.
There's a lot of them.
Just A&W was the cow chip.
No,
Spike's really was the cow chip.
No,
it was
the math. It was the math.
It was the burp.
Yeah, it was that Americans thought a quarter was bigger than a third. That's the
right.
Cow
but
chip,
it was Spike? About A&W. Yeah.
I believe that's true, Spike.
Okay, thank you. There's a couch. Well, let me continue to give you guys the three E's, or the E-E-I. We'll go with that.
Okay.
It's time for doing Big A Word of the Day.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh, beautiful.
Billy, that was right on time, right on time, right on time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word of the day is, again, as we, the Spike and the Resistance Fighters, try to educate, inform, and entertain the three E's in this world here, we want to give you this, the word of the day. I'm going to play the word of the day three times. That's Chiminigan. Three times, and we're going to round the room and ask the resistance fighters, do you know what the word of the day is, with a yes or a no or a maybe answer? And then we will reveal the big A word of the day at the end of the show. The big A word of the day is
flummox.
Flummox.
Flummox. Flummox.
Is there two M's or one is one M?
There's a double M.
M-M. So F-L-U-M-M-I-X?
O-X.
O-X. O-X. O-X.
So.
Okay.
Going around the room, we have to ask Gas Man, do you know what flummox means?
Yes. It often happens that our host Spike during the show when he's trying to talk.
Yes.
Okay. All right. voice of reason, do you know what flummox means?
I know exactly what it is. It's the word of the day.
Wow.
Hey, and Chad, you always come through. Do you know what flummox means?
If you're trying to resuscitate that guy, you got to punch him in the flummox.
Yes, man. Serious.
That should bring him around.
That should bring him around.
That actually should bring him around.
Miss Billis?
I absolutely do know what flummox means.
Okay, and
Gas Man is correct.
PWs, you know what flummox means?
Yes, when I was in high school, there was always these big muscle-bound guys that were so muscle-bound they couldn't do anything. They were flummoxes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Flummoxes.
I thought it was like after you floss your teeth, what you do with the stuff that's in there, this flummox stuff.
Oh, yeah. You big flummox.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to reveal what the word of the day is at the end of the show, because it is now, ladies and gentlemen, topic changing music.
Oh, my word. All right, we're actually going to have a topic now, and we're only 19 minutes into the show. The Spike and Mike Show.
Dang.
Yes. I like to call this topic here, let's just call it even now.
Let's just call it even now.
I like that.
The restaurant chain Chipotle, they announced that they're providing 2,000 healthcare professionals free burritos for a year totaling about a $1 million worth of food right there. Chipotle said that they're going to randomly pick a healthcare provider for the prizes here because the morale about healthcare heroes has taken more of a toll this year, said the chief marketing officer of Chipotle. With the help of our fans, we're starting a movement for a genuine recognition of our medical professionals that help fuel the many people throughout the year. Now, how do you guys feel about that? Oh, I'm sorry. To apply, a medical health worker should register for a free burrito on Chipotle.com. What is your opinion on that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I quote resistance fighters, and I go around the room. PW, what do you think about that?
I'm still not sure what it is you're telling us.
Chipotle is giving free burritos
to healthcare workers.
For a year.
For a year?
They're going to pick 2,000 healthcare professionals randomly.
Wow. I'm thinking that's great.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. I didn't even answer you, and you're going to Chad.
Yeah, because you was confused, so I figured we were.
Yeah, you're taking too much
time. We're going to come back to you.
Oh, it's an easy answer. He was never going to come back to me.
No, he was never going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He stopped on you.
All right. The heck with you. I'm never going to tell you.
Come on. You got to think something.
He puts the sound in your ears. You better correct that.
Tell us, what do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful that we're going to.
Okay. All right, Hanging Chad.
I'm 100% for it, and we should give them more than burritos.
Yes. Ooh, all right. Our gas man?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Sounds good.
And how about you, Miss One Billis?
So I do think it's great that people are doing stuff for the healthcare workers for the bad morale and all that sort of stuff. But I'd kind of rather see all of that food go to people who need it.
Okay. Mm.
Right.
Homeless people, healthcare workers don't eat. Yeah.
No, they eat, but they probably can afford to buy their own food, maybe. Yeah. But homeless people who've lost their job, you know, there's the amount of homeless. Yeah, and I'm just that's all.
Fine. Okay, give homeless people food and give healthcare workers cars.
Yeah, that'd be better. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. First of all, homeless people, they probably not homeless. I mean, they don't have a home. So how are they going to register online? I guess they can go to the library.
Oh, yeah. Library.
They can just go out and give $1 million worth of burritos to the homeless. They don't have to register online. They just go to homeless shelters and give them the food.
All right. Voice of Reason, what say you?
I disagree with Billy totally. I think they should give it to someone who really wants it.
And people who can't afford to buy food don't want it at all. Yeah I guess so.
Like, for example, I'm not a healthcare worker, okay? I have plenty of money to buy food with. Still.
You still want it.
It's because he gets paid more than us on the show.
I really want it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm like diving in coins over here because I'm so rich from the show.
Duck guy that dives.
He's been invested. He's been here so long.
All right, they can give it to someone who really wants it.
Really wants it. So Gasman, you said you think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Right.
Well, what's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with it.
I feel like our healthcare workers have been through hell. We need to be giving them something. We need to be paying back.
Okay, I'm good with that.
That's my opinion on that.
Do you guys remember what was the name of the topic?
What was it? Bull chip.
Let's just call it even now.
What'd you say, PW?
Let's just call it even now was the name of the topic.
I see where he's going. Is three burritos a year or whatever calling it even now? That's where Smike's going.
Actually, not so fast at Foo Young. Do you guys remember back in 2021, Chipotle Mexico Grill agreed to pay a $25 million lawsuit criminal charges because the fast food that they were serving was getting people, they were serving tainted food and it was getting people sick.
Yes, this had to do with hepatitis or something. No, it was onions.
No, the food just wasn't fast enough.
It was green onions, I thought. Gasman, you're shaking your head. That's not what you remember?
I remember it being contaminated from the place they were getting it from, like with salmonella or something like that.
Salmonella.
It wasn't Chipotle's fault.
Yeah. Right. I don't think it was Chipotle's fault. No.
So you guys, do you guys not, or do you guys see the irony of that? They were getting people sick, so they're giving the food to people who work in the health profession so they can get themselves better.
Listen.
Oh, those who made money off of their illness. Mm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. This is kind of little.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. It's a little. Wait. Somebody wants some burritos? What you doing with that coffin over there? Okay. All right. Well.
Oh, he hasn't had his sixth booster shot yet.
Serious. All right. Well, that was. I just thought that was very odd. That you know. Hey, let's just give 2,000 burritos for a year to healthcare professionals, whereas we just lost a $25 million lawsuit because we got 1,100 people sick. So it's a what's it called, the old sleight of hand, look in this hand, don't look in this one.
Switcheroo.
Yeah, there you go, switcheroo. So
yeah.
That was my opinion on that, and I'm guessing the resistance fighters, you guys think all is well and
yep. I think that's called a good, tax write-off, that's called a goodwill expense.
I really like Chipotle's barbacoa.
Yeah, it's hard to get that. It's like,
was you trying to say barbecue?
Barbacoa. It's a spicy beef mixture that's one of the meats.
Barbacoa
is pork. Is it pork? Okay. Yes. Either way, it's what they put in the burritos. There's rice, sure. There's the cilantro. Lime rice. It's
there's
really
E. coli lettuce if you choose. Okay. Yeah, it's an upcharge. It's an upcharge.
Norovirus salsa.
It's worth it.
Yes, yes.
Whoa. Okay, well, listen, go to chipotle.com and register and tell them that you work in the health profession and maybe you will be selected.
So you can Chipotle.
You can get that fake barbecue that you just said.
Barbacoa.
Yeah, that'll get barbacoa. All right, well. In
Barbacola. Is that a new player from Coke now? Barbacola.
Barbacola.
Get it by the bottle or the can.
All right, so let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic where Spike will probably just skip me to go directly to Chad.
Skip everything. Skip the topic. I do want to say that Kim,
skip the topic.
I did message Kim about her calling out today.
Yeah.
And she apparently was under the impression that PW considered her a guest and not a regular to the show.
Well, take her off.
Oh, it's all my fault. Yeah. I knew there'd be some way to transfer.
Take her off the payroll.
Payroll, off the banner, off the t-shirts, off the oven mitts.
Right.
Right.
She did say that she would put it on the calendar. So then, and you know, that she's going to try to be better to notify us in a more reasonable time frame that she's not going to be on the show.
Shouldn't she tell in her exit interview?
Oh, wait. Crap, did I just get her fired?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, you know,
that's all right.
PW, I'm not even asking him any stuff.
I mean, it was like a temp worker situation, so it's probably fine.
Yeah,
so,
apparently it's going to be Spike and Hanging Chad from now on.
Wait. This is her
Spike,
only.
You just want to do a show by ourselves.
This is her only job. So are you prepared to like pay for unemployment insurance?
Oh,
ooh.
This is her only job.
Sorry, my computer went dark.
Yeah.
Well, technically, the show emanates from Florida, which is a right to work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. All right. So I guess you are the counselor for the Spike on the Mic show, huh, Gasman?
Yeah, I'm the counselor. Show counselor. Yep.
But does it matter that she lives in Pennsylvania?
Nope.
It's just the show emanates from Florida. It's originally broadcast from Florida.
Okay.
That makes it a Florida-based show.
Yeah. But we're global.
Show was about
we're global.
Oh, really?
We're global. Wait a minute.
From Florida.
Let's get this train back on the track.
We're barely counting.
We're in Chernobyl?
I said we're global.
We're in Chernobyl.
We are no longer in Chernobyl.
Global.
Oh, global. Okay. I was like, when the hell is Chernobyl? But that's another story.
That's it. Yeah, that's okay. Definitely right. Another story.
We did topic changing.
We did, but I turned it into a protest. So
some
let's do it again.
In Russia.
All right, here we go with another topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
You keep flying through these topics. We're not going to have too much show prep because, I mean, I have that.
Do it again. Do it again, Daddy.
I'm drinking.
All right, here we go. It's a Spike on the Mic Show, and what we have for you now is a new topic.
Wow, we have a lot of topics this show. We're fitting a lot of content in.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners are just like overrun with.
Listen, if they listen entertainment. If they listen more than three times, they get this show.
Yeah, they do.
Really. All right, so I like to call this topic here. Here's your cake, now eat it.
Here's Ooh. Your cake, now eat it.
Now, I don't like the way you said, now eat it.
I do.
This is a play. Damn, hanging. This is a play on have your cake. What's the phrase, have your cake?
I was thinking of cake.
Have your cake and eat it too. Yes. Or even let them eat cake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a more famous one.
Well, you guys are happy. You guys are, this is a happy ending story.
Oh.
Oh, good. Oh,
so this is one of them sex stories.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have had one of those.
That's where you're eating cake. All right. Mary Munion. Munion. Anyway, that's her name. We'll go with that. We'll just call it Mary.
How can this be happy?
It takes place in a massage parlor.
Yeah.
She's turning 90 on Friday.
Oh, man.
And when she was 13 in the village of St. Pedro near Vicencio, she saw a lot of fighting between the U.S. troops and the Germans. I guess it was during World War II.
Sure, the Germanys.
Yeah. So like 77 years ago, the night before her birthday, she hid up in the attic because there was a lot of fighting going around in the areas. So her mother told her to hide up there for safety.
Okay.
Lauren's birthday. Well, the next morning, her mother baked her a cake for her birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice. So what they did is, and this is what short people used to do. Once you bake a cake, they take the cake and they put it in the windowsill for cooling.
Well, okay, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Well, I've heard that about pies. But
yeah, okay. I've heard that about pies.
Well,
a pie window.
Based on cartoons.
The American soldiers back in 77 years ago went by that window and snatched the cake and stole it because they were hungry.
Americans did that?
American.
No, not Americans.
Americans would never do that.
No, never. Fake fish?
Fake fish?
Oh, yeah. It must have been the Germans.
Germans, yeah.
Well, good news, ladies and gentlemen. 77 years ago, later, the U.S. Army now is giving Mary her birthday cake to replace the one that American soldiers stole.
They admitted to it?
The window. Yes.
No, but they're going to go ahead and take responsibility for the Germans.
Oh, even though
they admitted it.
No, even though it wasn't them. Yeah.
Yeah. She deserves a cake, and we're going to see to it that she gets it.
Right. Okay. When I saw this story and I read the story, I was happy about it. I said, "That's an attaboy. We'd go USA, USA, USA."
Sure.
Yes.
But then I started thinking, fake fish.
Oh,
fake fish. So yeah. Let me ask the resistance fighters. These soldiers were in war fighting in WW2, going, you know, across the country. They see a cake in the window, snatch it and go off and eat it.
Yep.
How in the hell are they going to say 70 years later, we need to give that little woman her cake back? Did they go back and leave a note or ask her to send a mail or something? How did they know who it was?
Well, they turned in a cake report. Which was required whenever you stole the cake. Yeah.
So you think that their superior officer said, hey,
yeah,
where you get that cake from?
Yeah. Everybody who stole a cake today, you have to turn in a report. Yeah.
Gas man, you served. Oh, so did Boyce. Anyway, gas man, how do you think this could have happened?
There's no way. A civilian has no way to tell which soldier. Because I'm pretty sure all uniforms look alike to I don't know. In Germany, they probably could determine the good from the bad. So I don't know how 77 years later they would determine that America stole a cake.
It was just a story that probably got published where she talked about her birthday. I'm kind of reading an article where like they were being attacked by German soldiers, but the German soldiers left and there were Americans in her, it's Vicenza, Italy, right. And there were Americans in her, and her mom had done this, baked the cake, put it in the window, and the next day it was gone. They assumed it was the American, hungry American soldiers. And that was it. It was just a story they told, but then the U.S. Army read the story and decided to give her cake back.
No, this is important. How high was the window?
Oh.
Was it a tall soldier or a short soldier?
I see. Great, great. Hanging Chad, what say you if you had to explain the story?
It just sounds like BS.
Yeah. It sounds like, and okay, voice of reason, you seem to.
I think I know this story. I think I've heard of it. PFC Ferguson, who was 18 years old at the time, has been serving in the Army for 77 years.
77 years.
After 77 years, he has become a 6-star general in the United States Army. And he had observed.
6 stars.
Yes, he had observed the Germans taking that cake.
Oh,
it's never America's fault.
Never.
It was out of his. He was out of ammunition at the time. He wanted to get the cake back to the lady, the young girl. He counted the candles, 12 candles.
You're right. And he knew exactly.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew it was a young lady whose birthday cake was stolen.
Private First Class Ferguson. Deal.
That story is just general, as true as the original.
It takes you 77 years to become a 6-star general in the United States.
It sure does. Yeah.
And he could. His first act of kindness, our first act of orders, when he become a. What kind of general he was?
Six star. And that gives him authority over all the entire army.
Mm. Even more authority than the president?
Yes.
Oh yeah. The army always has more authority than the president. I mean, even...
I mean, the president's the commander in chief.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, but he knows nothing about birthday cakes.
Unless the president has actually served, they don't have any respect for him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Private First Class Ferguson, for providing Mary with her cake.
Yes,
she is good and good. 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 I salute the U.S. Army for doing that.
Private First Class cake stealer. Wow.
And
no, he didn't steal it. He was out of ammo. He would have. Yeah. He would have nailed that kraut.
Oh my God! Yeah. Stop with the narrative.
No, and he was able to get the cake back without firing a shot because he didn't have any ammo.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so the cake is also 77 years older.
Yes.
Okay.
No. You think it's the same cake? That puts a whole new twist on the story.
Ferguson.
Cake is probably a metaphor for like house.
I hope so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll just say salute America. Good job giving the guy a cake. All right. So let's do one more topic. Well, we got a lot more time left, don't we?
Yeah.
We're going to have to filibust. Topic changing music.
All right. We're going to do a new topic. We're going to take a very long time to do it because we need to filibust.
Yes. So, because we don't have that many more topics in order to finish out the show, we probably should do topic changing music again.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
We're going to take even more time to introduce the next topic.
You get an earworm to listen to that.
That didn't work because I was thinking, I was trying to run the clock out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So here we are,
running the clock out for the next topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Happened to me.
You hit your video.
This show is hitting all time.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. We just
click on the video button on the bottom right.
Oh, there it is.
So it's still a mugging. I'm the one that drops out of it.
Oh, bottom left. I'm sorry.
Not being an adolescent girl, what material is used to fill a bust?
Bless you.
All right. We are now eliminating one of our participants named the Voice of Reason.
Okay. Let's just get to the topic.
There really is a topic, I guess.
Phone home?
Phone home?
Right. So, question to the resistance fighters. How long could you go without your cell phone? And I'll ask you, PW.
I could go approximately forever. You know, I've got a lot of other stuff.
Okay. How about you, Billis?
I have spent an entire day not looking at my phone before, but then I've also spent days where I looked at my phone for, four hours. Yeah.
Right. Hanging Chad?
Anyone who knows me knows I am the most disconnected person from every social circle. I could just throw my phone in a river and not care. I live in my own world.
Wow.
He'd have a flip phone if he could.
Yeah. How about you, Gas Man?
5 days. I went on a cruise for 5 days. I didn't touch it.
Wow.
I mean, I use my phone mostly for like watching videos, entertainment stuff, but not for communicating with people. Oh. Social media.
Voice of Reason? I know this is an easy one for you.
You guys are amazing. I don't think I could go 10 minutes without my smartphone.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Show us your smartphone. Show us your smartphone.
Really. Uh-oh.
It's in a bag.
No, your phone. Your phone.
No, your phone.
Oh,
your phone.
I'm not looking.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about... Oh, I thought that was like a euphemism.
Your phone, not your wife.
A euphemism. Yeah, really. A euphemism. That's a...
Yeah, I thought that was a euphemism.
Why are you using young people in this? Youth... Okay, so anyway, a recent survey of 2,000 smartphone users, they said that 6 out of 10 said they could not cope being separated from their phones for a day. And they say the battery, when the battery dies on the thing, it is like a nightmare to them, which I think is kind of crazy. It is crazy. So I thought about that and I was wondering, this person here definitely qualifies for a 6 in 10 that can't live without their phone. Because have you guys heard the story about this unidentified woman? She was hiking in the mountains of the Olympic National Park Forest, the other day. And she stopped to use one of the outside toilets. She dropped her phone into the toilet.
No.
Toilet thing, right.
Oh, was it one of those ones that like has no plumbing?
Yes, it's unflushable
toilet. Yeah.
So here's the sound of that phone hitting the bottom.
But this was a huge, I don't know what it was, something about
wait,
it.
Wait.
Here's the sound of that phone hitting the bottom in an unplumbed pit toilet.
Kaplunk.
That was pretty good.
Sounds just like it. It sounds just like it. Well, so this woman was so desperate.
Oh, jeez.
She retrieved her phone that she unassembled the toilet seat on the thing, used her dog leash to try to pull out the phone. That ended up not working, and this part I don't understand. Work.
So she dove in?
She put her hand in there.
So this is a huge toilet in the mountains somewhere. So she used the leash as a harness to lower herself down into the toilet. So I don't know.
What kind of toilet is this?
That's what I was screaming.
It's good.
She's Slumdog Millionaire into a toilet.
Like Slumdog Millionaire.
If she did not keep hold of that leash, she would have died.
Yes. So she went down there and got her phone, and then of course something happened, and she got stuck in the toilet.
Oh.
So homegirl had her phone at the time, so she dialed 911.
Oh, there you go.
It was an iPhone. It still worked.
She was smart. She was smart.
After she struggled 15 minutes, she got a cell phone service and she called 911 for the rescue. The fire department rescue came and built some kind of jimmy rig platform to pull her out of there.
Let me tell you something. Let me be that firefighter that shows up and look down that hole and see some woman in a big pile of toilet paper pee poop. Yeah. I'd be like, nope, not doing this. You live down there now, girl. You're living down there. I'm not coming to get you out.
Somebody hand her a sandwich.
So when she didn't require medical attention, but they gave her a hazmat suit before they transported her. And I'm
that's,
okay with that.
That's smart.
Question. Can I include one more detail that you left out? So apparently it's a vault toilet is what they're calling it in the article that I found. And which I'm guessing is maybe kind of like, I don't know, whatever. So she's trying to fish it out with the dog leash,
right,
and falls head first into it.
Oh,
yeah. So first of all, you got me a head vault first. Toilet. That sounds like that should be on my bucket list. I want to do my business on a vault toilet before I die. That sounds amazing, but I do not want to fall in it.
It sounds dangerous if a whole body can go in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She took it apart to open it up, and that's why her whole body fell into it.
So, question to the resistance fighters. Would any of y'all even attempt any of that? Now, no voice of reason.
Okay, let's start off with it was total BS about me not being able to go 10 minutes without my phone. I don't have a smartphone. I don't have a cell phone.
We know.
You don't have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Wait, really? You don't have a cell phone?
So here's,
I didn't know that.
No. But so here's what can't. Well, I haven't had one since September.
It's hard to pay him.
It fell in a toilet?
Yeah. No. but that would be a better reason. It's just the time, the minutes expired.
The minutes?
What? No, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But
he's a jerk. He deals drugs.
The cell phone service closed down. Because right. Sprint that, was
that I don't think phone. That I don't think that's this whole thing.
His carrier was like Bell South.
It was beepers and phones.
Oh, on second thought, that wasn't a phone. It was a beeper. No,
your beeper heard in the mall.
Okay, but yeah. Apparently, I'm the only one here that wouldn't have dove head first.
No, that's not true. I would not even touch anyone's. No, I've often thought like I'm drinking at a bar. I've been at a bar peeing, and I'm thinking, okay, what if my phone? Would I go down there? Put my hand in the toilet to get it? And like, just it always depends on how the toilet looks at that time.
Okay, gas man.
Sometimes I risk it. Sometimes I'm dope.
Would you hand yourself a phone like that? Go down there and get it.
It's a double edged sword because when you're hiking in the mountains where they are, if you don't have communication to civilization, something happens. You're not coming out there alive. People die.
Especially hiking by yourself.
Anyway, you don't have service anyway.
Good point.
You don't have service anyway.
She got 911 on the phone, dude. She did have service.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So what I'm saying is, I would want to leave it, but if something happened, you can't communicate, man. You're going to be up the creek either way. So I don't know. I don't know.
You go in there, Billy.
It would depend on the situation if I would fish it out or not.
I have more information. So they tried to, you know, they I guess, hosed her down and gave her that suit that you mentioned. But she refused to go to the hospital, and she just went on her way to hike to California. She didn't get any medical attention.
Got every disease.
They encouraged her to go to the hospital because of all, you know, the fact that she fell and might have gotten hurt and all of the exposure to human waste and all the toxic gases.
I'm thinking.
Wait, toxic gases?
Yeah,
you methane. Have to breathe down there.
Methane. Comes out of that.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
What's it? Yes.
That's a whole nother level.
Why do you think it's
terrible? Terrible.
Well, yeah, I just didn't think about like the damage that the smell would do to your body.
Okay, so let me ask you this, guys. I'm sorry, PW, I must ask you.
My answer was no, by the way. Oh,
you probably don't want to ask me because I'm the only one here with experience.
Oh,
yeah. That means you do want to ask him.
I was on patrol one night, me and my partner Mario, and
There, wait, call, at the mall? Where are you?
A call went out.
He's the police. He was the police.
A call went out of a burglar alarm at a convenience store. And we had just passed this convenience store like minutes earlier, and it was closed. So we thought perhaps this is a good alarm. And we turned around and we went right there, pulled up in front. I yelled to Mario. I got the back. He had the front. I ran around the back of the store and disappeared into the earth. Yes.
Wait
yes.
a minute. Wait
I
a
went
minute.
Through. It's I down. Went through the lid of the cesspool.
Sewage.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so, that's so, okay. I've never heard this story.
So
I think it's called the grease
trap. And then you had Billy.
So
no, this was after.
So I was up to my waist in the same word, and I
and how'd that make you feel?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry for bringing up this old
gooey.
Were you upset?
This is the best part
Daddy,
of this story.
Daddy, were you
this
upset?
This is the drinking part of this song.
Well, I reached for my radio. My radio
which was in poop? Was it
was
in poop?
Covered with, yes.
So and, it was near your mouth?
Yeah, and...
Why are you so happy about this?
I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah, Chad loves.
I couldn't get it to work. And
too much salt in there.
Then my partner,
too much salt.
My partner arrived and stopped just above the opening, and
just laughed.
Began to laugh at me. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so in the meantime, is the person inside being robbed? But
yeah,
you
the
guys are
still going on. No, yeah. That's all forgotten now.
No,
that's
there was,
all.
There was,
all gone by the way,
and there was no burglary. And
yeah, what you want? Okay, so hold on.
Something was stolen that night.
It was your dignity. On the ride home, or back to the station. Did you walk back, or you got in the car?
Well, they called. They called the pickup truck.
Let him finish the story.
They got a pickup truck.
They put me in the back of a pickup truck. An open pickup truck, and
because they weren't going to send the cab with you.
That story down.
And they drove me back to the
car wash,
the gas station. Well, actually, yeah. There is a car wash there. They didn't. They weren't that smart. They just put me out in the middle of the concrete,
a field,
and hosed me down. Yes.
Aww.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Did
you have to work the rest of your shift after that?
No, I threw away my boots because I figured, there's no way.
No coming back from that.
Yeah, and they gave me some like prisoner clothing.
Did they at least give you some soap when they were hosing you down?
Well, no.
Did they give you a shot?
Oh, they really enjoyed hosing me down.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
It went on for a long time with lots of people participating. Yeah.
Wait, give me a chance. Give me a turn.
I want to hear it.
And,
you must not have minded that it took a long time.
I eventually drove home in an orange prisoner jumpsuit.
Any knowledge of this?
And yet, tell that story again and again.
Yeah. And again. Yeah. Well, no, other people told that story again and again and again.
Yeah.
So, what caused the fault? What was the fault in the door that you fell through?
It had like a wooden cover with grass that had grown over it, and it just got rotten.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Was it septic tank?
Septic tank, yes.
It's a perfect trapdoor.
Totally.
All right. Well, that was enlightening.
Yeah.
Enlightening.
Yeah.
So when you're going around telling, all of your opinions, I'm sitting here going, I'm going to win this. I am totally going to win this. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I'm very happy, Daddy, that you never told me that story when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that was not a story I told people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, going back to the woman.
It's not exactly a joyful campfire story.
Yeah. Oh.
But going back to the woman in the filling the mountain in the mountains of filling thing, I think the reason she didn't go to the hospital and kept on hiking is she wanted to just get away and hopefully nobody will ever write about this. You know, says I'm good, y'all just go away. She didn't even give her name. So I'm thinking that the 911 police people are the one that put this story out there.
Oh, so you think that it's fake fish that they made it up?
No.
No, I'm just saying that they put it in the news out there.
Yeah, I
didn't go to the hospital, and it was mostly because I did not want to endure any more.
There you go.
Than I had already endured.
I would have been like, give me the hospital right now.
There's your verification.
No. I would have been, like,
been like, give me the hospital. Give me every shot, every antibiotic.
After my 30-hour shower, then I'll go to the hospital.
Yeah,
I want a shower. I want a bath, and then another shower, and then another bath.
Well, believe me, I got a 30-hour shower with lots of people participating in showering.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Yeah, but when you went home.
Did they give you soap?
Did you take another shower when you went home?
Many.
Okay, question. Did any of it get in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he did try to call in for support. So
Let me ask you this, Paul.
Yes.
Did you strip for the hosing down? I mean, down to nothing.
Almost.
Okay.
Almost nothing. Yeah.
And I'm assuming the hosing did the rest of it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So to this day, you don't like diced carrots, do you?
or corn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, well, listen, that was a story that I had not expected to happen on there. So,
but Spike, that took us to the end
of the show. We have to go back and have to finish up the show because we have probably listeners with bated breath that are dying, ladies and gentlemen, dying to know what the big A word of the day is, which is
flummox.
Flummox. And
I know what it is.
Everyone knew what it was except for Hanging Chad, Spike.
Really?
And Spike. So
Bill, you didn't know flummox?
Yeah, I know what flummox means. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So, Gas Man, you claim to know what flummox is. What in the world is flummox?
State of confusion or not knowing what's going on or something like the right in that vein.
What the hell?
Too confused.
How the heck do you guys know all these words?
This can't make any sense.
How do you guys know all these words?
Words everywhere. I mean, you don't need about 100 words.
Mm. Yeah.
Why in the cuss word will we use the word flummox?
Hmm.
Why don't you say confused? Use flummox in a sentence.
They all act like they use flummox every day and that we're the weird ones. When we're they're the weird ones.
That's what it means.
Okay, yes, man, like, use flummox in a sentence. Spike is flummoxed.
We're talking about the cell phone service. Spike was flummoxed as to how it happened.
Okay.
All right, well, just go.
When
go
I
on
fell into
novel.
The septic tank, I was flummoxed.
When he disappeared into the earth, he was flummoxed.
That's it.
I don't like it, but I will allow it. Why can't you say you was confused?
Flummoxed sounds so much cooler.
Why can't you say you were flummoxed?
Yeah, it's just uppity. It's an uppity waste of time.
Exactly. They just want to sound like they're better than us. Speaking of better than us, we got to go around the room and ask what stuck with you tonight. So, Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Nothing. I'm ever going camping in the woods, but don't take your cell phone into a vault toilet.
Really? Hey, Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
If you fall in a septic tank, make sure you're not wearing boots.
All right. And Billis, what stuck with you?
There's a lot of stuff I don't know about my dad, and I don't think I want to know.
And voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Hopefully not what stuck to P-Dub.
Ooh.
P-Dub. what stuck with you on today's show?
Well, you know, here I am a public servant, and I didn't even get
sermon?
Three Chipotle a year.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, what I learned, what stuck with me, ladies and gentlemen, was that Chad and I are the only real humans on this planet here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and man. We may invite you to our new show. We'll let you know. We'll email you.
Yeah, oh. Really. So don't be flummoxed about that. Spike on the mic. We out. One.
One.